here's a story from The World.
And today in Washington, we heard from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who testified before Congress on the U.S. exit from Afghanistan and its aftermath.
After 20 years, 2,461 American lives lost, 20,000 injuries, $2 trillion spent, it was time to end America's longest war.
Senators from the Foreign Relations Committee put Blinken on the hot seat during the hearing. Here's Republican Senator Rand Paul on how he saw the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Never in my worst nightmares did anyone or conceive of such a colossal incompetence.
We're joined now by Susan Glasser. She's a staff writer at The New Yorker, where she writes about politics and global affairs. Susan, what was your main takeaway from Secretary Blinken's appearance before the Senate panel today?
Well, this is an administration that is very unrepentant. They are refusing to say mistakes were made even in the execution of the withdrawal. Secretary Blinken, just like President Biden, has been leaning very hard into the decision, certainly broadly supported by the American people, to withdraw from Afghanistan and essentially using that as a broad cover for not really engaging in the specifics of how that withdrawal was carried out.
How do you think Blinken's testimony is being received by U.S. allies abroad, specifically the EU and NATO partners?
You know, I think there were a lot of bruised feelings in Brussels and around the NATO alliance who had been with the United States for the whole 20-year duration of the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan after 9/11. They felt that they had not really been fully consulted or given a voice in both the overall decision by President Biden to end the NATO operations there, but also in the specifics of the withdrawal. So the question is there going to be lasting damage from this, or is it just another example of the U.S. acting in a high-handed and more or less unilateral way when its interests are involved?
I'm curious if there's any criticism over the last 2 days that's really stood out to you, from either Republicans or Democrats.
I do think that it's a sign of these hyper-polarized and partisan times that there can't be a serious conversation in which the Biden administration would be able to acknowledge some of the failures of thinking that led up to this catastrophic collapse of the Afghan government. And they just have been unwilling to do that because the issue has been so supercharged. And so I've been surprised and disappointed by that. I mean, the bottom line is that the President of the United States, Joe Biden, in July 8th said that it was extremely improbable that the Taliban would have any kind of a swift takeover of the country. That's exactly what happened just a few weeks later. How can we not be having a serious and reasonable conversation about that?
How do you assess Blinken's answers to the questions about the tens of thousands of Afghan people who've been left behind, the people the U.S. could not get out in time?
His answers were evasive and unclear. We still don't really understand the universe of those who helped the United States over the course of 20 years who remain in Afghanistan and are eager to leave. We know that those are many, many, many thousands more than those who actually were able to get out in this period of time.
Finally, going forward, will the way the Biden administration handled the exit from Afghanistan go down as a U.S. foreign policy failure?
Look, the whole experiment is going to go down as a U.S. foreign policy failure. That's four straight U.S. presidents. When the world's greatest military power spends two decades in a country and then leaves under conditions like this, and that government that was created, propped up, trained, advised, and solicited by the United States collapses within 11 days. That is a black mark on the United States. It's not attributable to any one person, but it is unquestionably a failure and one that will be studied for a long time to come.
But the evacuation took place under Joe Biden's administration, and he's the one who pulled the plug finally. Do you think this will dog him throughout the rest of his presidency?
He will be accountable to that. Now, if history is any guide, the American public has been very disinterested, by and large, in Afghanistan for much of the two decades that we've been there. So I'm guessing that the United States leaving and the conditions under which it did so is not going to be more of a public political issue here in the United States than our presence was for the last two decades. And I would think, as a matter of politics, it's likely to fade fairly quickly. But as a matter of execution, you know, many presidents have faced foreign policy embarrassments overseas, especially in their first years. And that ends up being a part of the record. And I think that's what we're looking at here with Joe Biden and the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Susan Glasser is a staff writer with The New Yorker. She's been talking with us about Secretary of State Antony Blinken's testimony before Congress about the U.S. exit from Afghanistan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.